Okay, so starting now from the towards the top of 29b, the next Mishnah, Motza Svarim. If he found Svarim, Kari Behen, Echad L'Shloshim Yom, he should read in them once every 30 days. Read in once every 30 days to prevent any kind of decay and deterioration in the Svarim. In those days, the Svarim were not Svarim like we have with paper. It was on parchment scrolls. Vim eino yodea likros, and if he doesn't know to read, how to read, golala, he should roll them. Golalon, golal is to roll. He should roll them from the beginning to the end to air them out. Aval lo yilmod behen betechila, but he shouldn't read behen in them betechila at the outset or for the first time. So let's look at Rashi as we're going through this. Rashi says, Achas l'shloshim yom, once in 30 days, shemis apshin, that they become decayed. Ipush is decay. Ipush. That they decay. Kesheshohim, when they are left. Milaposchon, from opening them. Shoha is to delay, to tarry, to wait. So they decay when they are left, without being meliposchon, from opening them, poseach. Liposchon would be to open them, from opening them. Mem prefix, from opening them. V'kol svarim shalahen hayu asuyim b'gilyon. All their svarim were made in a scroll, Gilyon in a scroll. So in the event of him not being able to read, the Mishnah said that he just rolls them out. Golam betachilason lesofon, from their beginning to their end. Shikonis behem ha'avir, that they should enter into them. Shikonis, that they should enter into them, behen, into them. Ha'avir, the air. The next Rashi, betachila, for the first time. Mashalo lomad, that which he hadn't learned, which he did not learn. In other words, if he is going to read in the Svarim to air them out, he shouldn't be learning something for the first time. Mashal lamad, that which he didn't learn. Mipnei, because shetzarech, that it's necessary, lahash oso lefonov, to leave it before him. In other words, learning something for the first time is going to increase, or to, you know, it's going to be, it's going to cause overusage of the scroll, because he has to spend more time with it. So the purpose of opening it up and reading it is just to air it out, but not to sit there and ponder and spend hours over the learning which is before him. And the Mishnah continues. There's one more Rashi there, a few more Rashis on the Mishnah, but let's read the Mishnah first. The Mishnah continues and says, V'lo yikra acher imo, somebody else should not read with him. And Rashi says on that, that this one draws or pulls etzlo beside him, and this one pulls beside him, v'nikra, it gets torn. In other words, they're each going to pull the scroll towards each other to make it easier for them to read. So in that process of moving it around, it's possible it's going to get torn. So that's not advisable. Mishnah continues, Motza Kesus, if he found a Kesus, a garment, Benaro, he should shake it out. Benaro, to shake out. Echad L'Shloshin Yom, once every 30 days. Really, literally, it's 1 for 30 days. Once every 30 days. V'shotcha, and spread it out, the Tzorcha, for its needs. V'lo l'chavodo, and not for his own honor. V'lo l'chavodo, not for his own honor. Rashi says, Shodcha l'tzorcha, he should spread it out for its own needs. Lishlod ba avir, to let the air have shlita, means domination, power, control. So it means that it should have the air should really take, you know, go into it. Shelo tokala, that it shouldn't disintegrate. It shouldn't. Kala means to be lost and to disintegrate, to end. Shelo tokala v'lo tuchlena osh, and that moths, an osh is a moth. Moths shouldn't consume it. And it said so. Rashi doesn't say l'kavodo meant that to he shouldn't spread it out to honor, to bring honor and to his house, decorate his house. That's what it meant. So not to, he couldn't do it for its own purpose, for the purpose of the garment itself, and not for the honor of his own house. And the Mishnah continues: kli kesev kli nechoshes, silver and copper utensils, mishtabish behem. He should use them. He should take usage in them. Litzarkon, again for their own needs. Rashi says, Litzarkon shemis apshe bekarka, that they decay. They become decayed in the ground. Shetzarach lesiton bekarka, that it's necessary to put them in the ground. Kedamrinu lekamon, like we say later on. Shazuhi shemirasan, this is their protection. Lefi kach, and therefore, mishtabish behem, he should use them, leprokin periodically, perik, like a chapter, periodically. And the Mishnah continues of a little sochakon, and not to, sochak means to rub down. The sochakon to rub them down, to cause them to be worn out, but not to rub them down. Rashi of a little sochakon, leishtabish behem, he shouldn't use them as manorach, a long period of time. She sochakon, that he should thereby he should end up rubbing them down. Mishnah, kli zohav, the kli zechuches, gold vessels and glass vessels, lo yigabehen, he shouldn't touch them. He shouldn't touch them. Ad shiyova Eliyahu, until Eliyahu comes. Rashi says lo yigabehen zohav, gold einam misapesh v'aretz. Gold does not decay in the ground. V'zechuches and silver and glass, shema yishover. And glass. The reason why you shouldn't touch the glass is because shema yishover, lest it becomes broken. So gold doesn't decay, and the glass we don't want him using it because he may break it. Mishnah continues: motza sak or kupa. If he found a sack or kupa, sack is a sack, it's a simple translation, or a box, a kupa is a box. V'kol davar she'ein darko litol, and any object, anything that its way is not to actually take it, to pick it up, to take it. So then the Mishnah says, harizel lo yitol, behold this, he shouldn't take. Rashi says, "She'ein darka litol dava sheganai hu lo," an object that it would be beneath his dignity. Ganai is disgraceful, beneath one's dignity for him. She'adam chashuv hu, that he is a important, distinguished individual. Ve'ein darko, and it's not his way. Litol kupa shelo, to take his box. Lahachnisa minachutz, to bring it in from the outside, lebayis shomor, to a protected house. So luyitol, he shouldn't take it. Upotor, a potor, and he's exempt mahashavas aveda from returning the lost article. The yalfinon, that we learn this principle from the pasuk of vehisalamto. Pasuk says lo sira as shurachicha, don't see the ox of your brother or save. Or say, or a sheep, the dachim straying in the road, v'hislamta mehem, and ignore them, but rather return them. So it says, don't look at those objects and ignore them. So the Gemara darshans that you can also take the word v'hislamta and ignore them in isolation, and we darshan from that there are certain situations when you are allowed to ignore lost objects. Because it says, if you take the word and ignore them, it clues you in. There's a situation when you are allowed to ignore something, and that's by an adam chasha, by a distinguished person. We'll discuss this later on. Important person that it's beneath his dignity to deal with a particular lost object, so he's allowed to ignore it. And that's the end of the Mishnah. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Hamotzi tefillin b'shuk, someone who finds tefillin in the marketplace, Shom demehen u'menichon, he assesses their value, u'menichon, and lays the money aside, puts the money aside, meniach, to set down, we saw this before in the earlier page, puts the money down, la'alta immediately. Now, aside from the one question is why it sounds like from this statement that it's the first thing to do. One doesn't even keep the tefillin for a period of time to see if he can find the finder. But leaving that aside, the Gemara asks a different question over here and says, "Masiv Ravina." Ravina challenges this from the Mishnah itself. Our Mishnah said, Motza Svarim, if he found Svarim, Kari Behan, Echod L'Shloshim Yom. He reads in them once every 30 days. Vimeina Yodea Likros, and if he doesn't know to read, Golulon, he rolls them out. Golulon in, he rolls them in, yes. Shom Demehem, assessing their value, a Menichon, and setting them aside, No. In other words, the Mishnah didn't seem to require any assessment of their value. Just roll them out, take care of them, and read in them, but no selling of them. So why by the Tefillin does Shmuel rule that he has to sell them? Amar Abaye, Abaye answers, Tefillin be bar chavu mishkach shchichi. Tefillin Bei Bar Chavu. Bei is short for house. The house of Bar Chavu. I believe Bar Chavu we'll see Rashi, it's the name of a person. Tefillin in the house of Bar Chavu, Mishkach Shchichi, are surely found. Rashi says, the first Rashi on the Gemara, Bei Bar Chavu, in the house of Bar Chavu, but Beis Ploni, in the house of so-and-so. Ha'osa tefillin, who makes tefillin. Mitsuyun limocher, they are found to be sold. V'yachzor, and therefore the original owner can go back, v'yikna, and buy new tefillin, minadomim, from the money, which he receives back from the finder. It's therefore, the tefillin are replaceable. However, a Sefer Torah is not so easily, and then the Gemara continues, Sefarim lo shchichi. New Sefarim, new scrolls are not as commonly found. And therefore, that's the difference between the Mishnah and Shmuel's ruling. Sefarim have to be looked after. Tefillin can be replaced. Gemara now brings a Braisa. Tana Rabban, we learned in a Braisa. Hashol Sefer Torah machaveras. One who borrows a Sefer Torah from his friend, a Shoel. Shoel is a borrower. Someone who borrows a Sefer Torah from his friend, Harizeh lo yishelanu la'acher. Behold, this individual, may not lend it to anybody else. Poscho v'koribo. He should open it and read in it. Ubulvad shle yulmud bo b'techila. And only that he should not learn in it something from the beginning. B'ktachila, in the beginnings, afresh. V'lo yikra achar imo. And someone else may not read along with him. V'chena mafkid sefer Torah etzel chavero. And similarly, someone who deposits a sefer Torah beside his friend. Golalo kol shtayim asa chodesh. He should roll it out every 12 months. Poscho v'korebo. He may read in it. He may open it and read in it. In Bishvilo, if for his own sake, Bishvilo, for his own sake, Poscho, he opens it, Asor, it's forbidden. The Gemara is going to explain all this. Sumkus Omer, Sumkus says, B'chadosh Shloshim Yom, a new Sefer Torah, it's every 30 days.
B'yashan, an old one, Shnei Vasa Chodesh, it's 12 months. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, whether this one or this one, Shnei Vasa Chodesh is 12 months. So Rashi says, Golalo, he rolls it out, B'chol Shnei Vasa Chodesh, Pamachas, every 12 months, one time, Pamachas, in Bishvilu Pascho, if for his own sake he opened it, Kula Mefarish Lekamei, all of this the Gemara explains later on. Okay, so now by the two dots, I was going to go back to this Brisa and explain it. Amamar, the master taught, the master of the Brisa taught, Hashoel Sefer Torah Machaveiro, the one who borrows a Sefer Torah from his friend, Harezel Lo Yishalenu La'acher, behold this one, he should not, behold this, he should not lend it out to anybody else. So asks the Gemara, my area Sefer Torah, why does it pick a Sefer Torah? What is this choosing my area? Area is to pick or to choose. What is the picking over here as an example, as the Sefer Torah? Why does the Brisa speak specifically about a Sefer Torah? Rashi says, my area Sefer Torah, shu noach lehiskalkel betishtush v'kriya, that it is easy to become ruined with tishtush, with decay, v'kriya, and tearing. So it's much less of a chiddush to say that you can't lend out a Sefer Torah in contrast to other items. However, as the Gemara continues, afilu kol milei nami, even all items, all things, all objects, also, you can't lend out if you're a borrower. So, the Brisa would have done better by giving less of a more of a chiddush, things which are less easily damageable, to say that even all items you can't lend out. Not just an item like a Sefer Torah, which is easily damaged by being lent out to other people. Say, by any object, you can't lend it out. The Amar Rib Shimon ben Lakish, that Rib Shimon ben Lakish said, now the next several words are put in quotation marks, as follows, Kan Shona Rebbe, Ein Hashol Rishai Lahashol, Ve'inasoch Rishai Lahaskia. All of that is in quotation marks. This is what Rib Shimon ben Lakish said. He said all of those words. I'll translate now. Kan Shona Rebbe. Here, Rebbe taught. Shona means to teach. Rebbe taught over here that Eina Shoel Rishai Lahashel, that a borrower is not permitted. Rishai means to permit. The borrower is not permitted to lend out. Lahashel, to lend out. Veina Socha Rishai Lahaske, and the renter is not permitted to rent out. So, that's what Rishon ben Lakish says. Rishon ben Lakish is the same as Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that a borrower can't borrow anything, can't lend anything. So before I explain the exact details of this statement of Reish Lakish pertaining to our Gemara, the Gemara's question is why does the Brisa use a Sefer Torah as an example? It should have said anything, because the rule is a borrower can never lend out to anybody else, or a renter can't rent out to anybody else. Okay. Let me just give the answer. Let's read the answer first of the Gemara, and then we'll go back to explain these words in this discussion. The Gemara says, so why does the Mishnah, the Brisa, use a Sefer Torah specifically as an example? The Gemara answers, Sefer Torah Samach Tov, Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah, it's Richelei. Sefer Torah, it's necessary, it's needed for. Tzrichalei means it's necessary. Necessary to tell us about a Sefer Torah more than other items. Mahu detema, what is it that you would say? Nichalei li'inish, it is pleasing to an individual. Nichalei, pleasing to him, li'inish, to a man. It's pleasing to a man that he obid, that he aved, or to avid, mitzvah, that a mitzvah should be done b'memone, with his property, with his possessions. you may think that you can lend out a Sefer Torah because the owner would surely want that Sefer Torah to be lent out, because it's a big mitzvah to lend out a Sefer Torah to a shul, to Kriyas Torah. So surely that's okay to do. Kamash Malon, therefore the Braisa comes to teach us that no, you're not allowed to do that. If you're borrowing a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to lend it out to anybody else, no matter what the mitzvah may be in it. Okay, so let's now go back to explain the words in this discussion over here. We said that Reish Lakish said, Kan Shana Rabbi, this is where Rabbi taught, the borrower cannot lend out. So what is he referring to? What is Kan? What is over here Rabbi taught? What does that mean? So Rashi explains, Kan Shana Rabbi, over here Rabbi taught, but Mesachas Gittin, in Mesachas Gittin, Tanan, we learned a Mishnah, that Hashaleach Get Be'eretz Yisrael, the one who sends a messenger for a get, the one who's sending, delivering a get in Eretz Yisrael. Harizeh, behold this individual, Mishalcho B'yadach Acher. He may send it in the hand of somebody else. This agent, the Shliach of a get, he can actually switch it to the hand of somebody else and have that person deliver the get to the woman. Vim Omar Lo, and if he said to him, meaning if the husband said to the original Shliach, Tol Chefetz Ploni, take a certain object, Hemena, from her. In other words, when the husband gave him the get to deliver to the wife, he said also, when you get there, take a certain object from my wife and bring it back to me. So if that was the instruction, the Mishnah there says, Lo yishalchena biyad acher. Then that shliach cannot send it in the hand of somebody else. He can't appoint a second shliach to deliver the get. And the reason is, she'ein ritzono shiyehe pikdono biyad acher. Because it's not his rotzon, it's not the husband's rotzon, desire, that his pikadon, that the entrustment, the item which is being brought back, be a pikadon as a deposit. It's not the husband's rotzon desire that pikadon, that his pikadon should be biyad acher, in the hand of somebody else. So that's what the Mishnah says. V'omer Reish Lakish Allah, and Reish Lakish said upon it, upon all of that, Kan Shana Rabbi. Here Rabbi has taught. Here Rabbi Yudah Nasi has taught. Kan, here, Shana Rabbi, Rabbi has taught. But Mishnah Zu, in this Mishnah, what's that? Meaning the following. Lemadna Rabbi. Rabbi has taught us. Shastam Shasasam Himishnayas. Rabbi who is. Stam means plain. In context of here, it's a verb. And it's better translated as redact. Rabbi Shasasam Himishnayas, who redacted the Mishnayas. So you have to kind of put a comma after the word Rebbe and a comma after the word Mishnayos. So again, like this, starting from the first word of the line, the Madnu Rebbe. Rebbe has taught us Shasasam Mishnayos. Rebbe, who redacted the Mishnayos, Rebbe taught us that Ein Hashoel, the Chule, etc., that the borrower, etc., cannot lend out. The point is that I'm going to go back a couple of lines. Two or three lines up, last word in line. V'omar Rebbe Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Allah, upon this Mishnah over here, Kan Shana Rebbe. Here Rebbe has taught us. But Mishnah Zu, in this Mishnah, meaning Lemadna Rebbe. Rebbe has taught Rebbe Shasasam Mishnayas, who redacted the Mishnayas. Lemadnu has taught us. I'm reading, putting the word Lemadnu before. Lemadnu Rebbe. Rebbe has taught us. Rebbe Shasasam Mishnayas, who redacted the Mishnayas, that Eina Shoel, that the borrower, the chule, etc., cannot lend out to somebody else. And the point is, you see in this Mishnah over here that this agent is not allowed to then hand it on to somebody else. The Bekula hu shayach lemei, because regarding all such items, it's reasonable to say, Ein Ritzono, it's not his rotzon, it's not the original owner's desire, Sheyehei Pigdono biyadach, that his deposit should be in the hand of somebody else. Okay, so now back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said that the Gemara is addressing the halacha about the borrower of the Sefer Torah in the Braisa, that he can open it and read in it, etc. So the Gemara says, Posel v'koribo, he may open it and read in it. So asks the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Ve'ele lamai she'ale minei. Rather, for what reason did he borrow it from him? He's borrowing a Sefer Torah. Why is he borrowing the Sefer Torah? So what's the chiddit? Why does the Braisa have to say that he's allowed to read in it? The answer is, Sefer etzricha lei. It's necessary, this statement is necessary for the latter part, the end of the statement. Namely, ubovad, and only shlo yilmudbo betachila, as long as he doesn't learn something in it new, afresh, for the very first time. So that's why it says, you can open it and read in it, but as long as you don't learn something brand new. Okay, then the Gemara now addresses the next part of the Braisa, which talks about Hamafkid, someone who deposits a Sefer Torah beside his friend. V'chein Hamafkid Sefer Torah Eitzel Chaver. And similarly, someone who deposits a Sefer Torah beside his friend. So the Braisa said, Golo kol shnayim asar chodesh. He should roll it out every 12 months. Uposcho v'korei bo. And open it. Sorry, he should roll it up every 12 months, as well as opening it and reading in it. Now, the Gemara initially understands this. If you look at, we'll look at Rashi in a second. I'll read the Gemara's question. Asks the Gemara, "My avidite gabe, what business does he have with it? What is his business with it regarding it?" Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "My avidite gabe, what is his business regarding it?" Kasalka daitach, the havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara thought at this point in asking this question that letzorcho ka'amar, that the Braisa is telling you, saying that he may open it and read in it for his own personal needs, his own benefit, tzorach, his need, or benefit, his needs. V'lo letzorach Sefer Torah, not for the need of the Sefer Torah. And the reason why the Gemara is thinking that is the halatzorach Sefer Torah, that behold, for the need of the Sefer Torah, Tonalei, it taught already. It already taught. Tonalei, it taught. Golalo, he should roll it out. Kol shnayim asa chodesh, every 12 months. In other words, the Braisa says, he rolls it out every 12 months, presumably to take care of it. And then it says, he can open it and read in it. Well, that's not for the Sefer Torah's benefit. It must be the Braisa is permitting you to open it for your own benefit, to read in it. And that seems to be problematic, because why does he have any permission to do that? What business? It's only a pikadon. The Sefer Torah is a pikadon in this case. He's not borrowing it, so why should he be allowed to do that? Therefore, Rashi continues, Lahochik parachin, and therefore we ask, my avidite dahai, what is the business dahai of this individual, this person? Gabe Sefer Torah, regarding a Sefer Torah, likras bo, to read in it, letzorach atzmo, for the needs of himself. Back to the Gemara, and then the Gemara asks a second question of Asu, and moreover, im bishvilo paschu asa, if for his own sake he opens it, it's asa. Well, that's funny. Ha'omrat, behold, you just said paschu v'karibo, he may open it and read in it. So how can it now be saying, if for his own sake he opened it, it's also contradictory? So it's funny what's going on in the Braisa. So the Gemara answers, Hachikom, and this is what the Braisa means to say. Im kashuhu golalo, if when he's rolling it out, poscho v'korebo, he opens it and reads in it, then mutter, that's mutter. But im bishvilo poscho, but if for his own sake he opens it, it's also. So the basis is simple. So the opening it and reading it is really connected to the rolling it out every 12 months. So Rashi says in Kashugolo, if when he's rolling it out, Lahanoah Sefer Torah, for the benefit of the Sefer Torah, Lahanoah Sefer Torah, for the benefit of the Sefer Torah, Pascho, he opened it, the Korobon read in it, mutter, that's permissible. Says the Gemara Vaita, Sumkus Omer, Sumkus says, Bechadosh, regarding a new Sefer Torah Shloshim Yom, it's every 30 days. Rashi says, Bechadosh Shloshim Yom, Hachadosh B'mahil Is'apesh. The new one is quicker to decay, min a yashon, than an old one. So in the Gemara it says, Bechadosh Shloshim Yom, a new one is every 30 days, B'yashon Shnabas Hachodesh, an old one is every 12 months, that's Sunkus's opinion. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Echod Zeh V'yachod Zeh Shnabas Hachodesh. Makes no difference this whether this one or this one, it's 12 months, every 12 months. A new one and an old one, it's the same, it's the same halacha, every 12 months. So asks the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Hainu Tana Kama. That is the Tana Kama's opinion. See, the Braisa, it said initially, it's just 12 months. Then it said, Sunkus, he differentiates between a new one and an old one. And then Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov comes back and says, it makes the difference, it's 12 months. So it seems redundant or seems problematic that it seems like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is exactly the same opinion as the Tana Kama. So the Moran says, I shall say that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Echod Zeh V'Echod Zeh Shloshim Yom. He's saying that it's every 30 days, not every 12 months. So now we have three opinions. The Tana Kama is every 12 months for new and old. Sumkus differentiates a new one is 30 days, and an old one is 12 months. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says no, both are 30 days. Says Rashi says, I will say that whether this one or this one is 30 days, umas nisin nami, and our Mishnah also, our Mishnah, at the top of the page, the Ketonah that taught, kori behen, one reads in the Sfarim, in them, achas l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days, that's the same halacha, 30 days, v'lo maflik ben yoshon l'chodosh, and the Mishnah does not differentiate between an old and a new one. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay, so the Gemara now quotes the next part of the Mishnah, which says, "Avelo yilmud bo p'techila velo yikra acher imo." He shouldn't learn in it something brand new. Velo yikra acher imo, and someone else shouldn't read along with him. So ask the Gemara, "Riminahu," and they noted a contradiction. They threw a contradiction upon this Mishnah from the following Braisa. Lo yikra parsha v'yishna. A person should not read a parsha and repeat it, go over it again, in this safe which he has, which he's looking after. Lo yikra bo parsha v'yitargem. He shouldn't read in it a parsha and then spend the time translating it, below Yitargim, the Yitargim is to translate it. Below Yiftach Bo, Yosim Begimel Dapim. He shouldn't open in it more than three pages or three columns. That wasn't pages, but it was columns with the scrolls. Below Yikru Bo Shlosha B'nei Adam. And three people should not read in it, Bekrach Echad, in one volume. At the same time, krach is a volume, in one volume. So the Gemara is medayik. The Gemara infers from the last part of what we just said in the Braisa, three people. Three people shouldn't be reading it at one time. So the Gemara is medayik ha, but shnayim, two, Koran may read in it at the same time, which is contradictory to the Mishnah. So Amar Abaye said to respond, lo kosh, it's not a difficulty, because kan be'inyan echad. Here it's in one topic, or one inyan, in one passage. Inyan, we'll see Rashi in a second. And kan b'shnei inyanim. And here it's in two different inyanim, two different topics or passages. Let's see Rashi. B'inyan echad. B'parsha achas ein karin. In one parsha, two people can't read. Shouldn't be reading one passage, one area, one parsha. But b'shnei inyanim, Rashi says, two inyanim, two passages, zeh b'dav zeh, this one on this column and this one on this column, Kurin, they can read, the lo asi l'shmute mahadodi, that they won't come, the lo asi, they will not come, the shmute to pull. Shmute is to pull mahadodi from each other. So two people reading in two different sections does not present a problem in terms of stretching and pulling the parchment, but two people reading in the same section, they're going to be pulling it towards each other and therefore subject the scroll to greater abuse and potential damage. The Gemara continues to quote the next part of the Mishnah. Matzah ksus minara echad l'shloshim yom. If you found a garment, you should shake it out once every 30 days, the Mishnah says. Asks the Gemara, the Memra, is this to say, the niyo ma'alala, that shaking a garment is good for it? Ma'ala is Aramaic for beneficial, it's beneficial for it. Does this imply that shaking a garment is beneficial for it? It seems to be contradicted by the following statement. V'homer Reb Yochanan, but didn't Reb Yochanan say, Mishesh lo gardi umen betoch beso, someone that there is to him a gardi umen. Now, a gardi is a weaver. Gardi is a weaver, and umen is a professional. So a professional weaver, someone who has a professional weaver, betoch within, beso, his house, yunaka susa b'chol yom, he may shake out his garment every day. The point is, let's look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, Mishesh legardi umen beveso, shiyarog lo talisos, talisos chadoshes tamid, that he weaves, yarog, to weave, that he weaves, lo for him, talisos, garments, chadoshes, new ones, tamid all the time. He has the luxury of having a professional weaver inside of his house, and therefore it avails him the ability to be able to have new talesis woven from all the time, and therefore Rashi continues, he's able to, the owner, the master of the house is able to shake out his garment every single day. And it's teaching us derech eretz.
This literally means the way of the world. Derech eretz means the way of the world, but it means it's almost like a sarcastic expression being said over here, that having a gardi umen in the house with you, a professional weaver inside the house, so it avails you the opportunity to be able to do what you want to your garments, because you can always have new ones woven. So again, Rashi says, "Lamadnu derech eretz." This is teaching us the way of the world. Dinia kashalog, that shaking out the garment is actually difficult for it, for the garment. But there's no concern because you have someone there to make you new garments. The point that Gemara is making is that the Mishnah on the one hand says that Niyarah seems to be beneficial for a garment, but yet this statement of Rabbi Yochanan implies that Niyarah is not so good for the garment. The Gemara answers, Amrei, I could say, to respond to this contradiction, as follows, B'chol yom kashala. Doing this every day shaking out a garment is definitely not good for it. It's kashalot, it's difficult, it's bad for it. But echad l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days is malala, that's beneficial. Doing it every day, shaking out a garment every day, is eventually going to wear it down. But doing it once a month is okay. Iboy esema, and if you want, I could say another answer. Lo kash, it's not difficult, because ha b'chad v'ha b'tray. In this case, it's with one individual. And in this case, it's with two people. Rashi says, "B'chad, ba'adam echad, with one individual, a ni'uru kara, it's shaking out, does not tear it." So the Mishnah, which says it's good for it, is talking about one person. But the statement of Rabbi Yochanan is referring to two people. And Rashi says, "Shnayim, ha'ochzin b'shnei rosheha, two that are holding on to, grabbing hold b'shnei rosheha on the two, on its two ends, on its two." Heads, b'shnei rosheha, on its heads, two heads, umin na'arin, and are shaking, b'matchin osa, they're stretching it, yosa medai, more than necessary, v'koshala, and it's therefore bad for it, it's difficult for it. Then the Gemara continues and says, Iboy Seima, if you want, I could say, Lo Kasha is also not difficult. Ha Bida Amra, because this case is referring to Amra. Amra is wool. And Ha Bida Chisna, and this is with Chisna. So I'll read those words again. Bida Amra. Amra is the word, which means wool. And Beis Dalad, in that case of, in a case of Amra of wool, and ha, but this one is in a case of kisna of linen. What's the difference? Rashi explains: Amra wool, kashala. It's bad for it. The shaking out is bad for it. Shenimtachas v'nikras, because it gets stretched. Nimtachas, it's stretched v'nikras and gets torn. And kisna is stronger, and therefore that would be the reference to the Mishnah's case. Rabbi Yochanan said, okay, so now, the next part of the Gemara is unrelated to what we've been discussing, but Rashi is going to explain the connection. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kasa de Charshin, velo Kasa de Poshrin. A cup of Charshin. Now, a cup of Charshin is, Charshin are sorcerers. So, a cup of sorcerers and not the cup of lukewarm water. Poshrim is lukewarm water. The Gemara means to say, Riochanim means to say, that better to drink a cup of sorcerers, potion, rather than drinking the cup of lukewarm water. So Rashi explains, Kasa de Charshin, the cup of sorcerers, Noach Lishtos, Koshal Machshefos. It's pleasing to drink a cup of machshefos. Machshefos is the word machshefos is the word used by the Torah. It's a sorcerer. It's more pleasing to drink a cup of sorcerers mikoshal mayim than a cup of water poshrin, which is only lukewarm. Poshrin means lukewarm. Now, va'aydi, and since the irie that the Gemara is speaking b'milei in matters of Rabbi Yochanan, behilchos derech eretz, in the laws of derech eretz, weighs the world, practical advice. So nokat honish maita. So the Gemara took, literally nokat, to take this shmaita, this section as well. This sugya shmaita is a sugya section. So it's hard to translate literally. Nokat honi shmaita. The Gemara also chose this, or picked this discussion as well, and selected this discussion to be presented as well. So why this is the case, I don't know. The Rashi doesn't explain the reason why, but apparently it's better to drink kosa de charshin, the drink of sorcerers, than the drink of lukewarm water. But the Gemara does qualify it, or Rabbi Yochanan qualifies this, and says, "V'lo amaron," and we don't say this, or this was only said, "V'lo amaron," we don't say this, "Ela b'kli matchas," only in a metal vessel. In a metal vessel, only applies to that, "B'kli cheresh," but in a earthenware vessel, "Les lon ba," there is not to us about it, literally, there is not to us in it. Which is an expression which means there's nothing to be concerned about. So drinking lukewarm liquid in an earthenware vessel is not a problem. It's only in a metal vessel. Ubekli matchas, and also in a metal vessel, nami also, lo moron, we don't say this, ella, except de lo tzvitz, except where it was not brought to boiling point, where it wasn't heated up properly, to the boiler, to a really hot temperature. But if it was boiling first and then cooled down to lukewarm, less lon ba, there is not to us about it. We're not concerned about it. And Rashi says tzvitz is raseach, which means boiling, and it reminds us of the word, the Yiddish word of shvitz. So I believe that's where this comes, where the word shvitz comes from, because tzvitz is either Aramaic or Hebrew for boiling. The Gemara continues, "V'lo amaron," we didn't say this halacha, "Ela except lo shada ba shada beitzvia," where he did not throw into it. Shada means to throw into it tzvia, and tzvia is
means an ingredient of some sort. Rashi says, Kol dava shenosim l'toch hamashka, anything that they put into a mashka, into a drink, or hasavim, either grasses or herbs, grasses or tavlin or spices, or ikri besamim, or roots of spices, kari tzivya is described as called tzivya. Okay? Continue. Okay, that's the end of that Gemara. The Gemara now quotes. Another piece of advice by Rabbi Yochanan. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said the following: Mi shehniach lo aviv mo'os harbe. Someone that his father left for him, niach left lo for him, aviv, his father mo'os harbe, lots of money. Person received a big Yerusha inheritance. V'rutzel avdon, in this heir, the son, wants to lose it all. This is good advice about how to lose your money. Rashi explains, Rotsa la'avdon, he wants to lose the money. L'lamdeinu ba, to teach us, he's coming. L'lamdeinu ba, to teach us, he's coming. Shlo yargil adam bekach, that a person should not become accustomed with this. Yargil is from the word regal, which means foot, or to become accustomed. A person should not become accustomed with this. Sha'osa eila, that the one who does these practices, which we'll see in a second, ma'abed, will lose, from the word aveda, ma'abed will lose, ma'he, quickly, hon rav, much riches, much fortune. Hon is a fortune, rav is a lot. He will lose a lot of fortune very quickly. So what are the things you shouldn't do? So the Gemara continues and says, Yulbash big day pishton. The way to lose the money is by doing the following. Yulbash big day pishton. He should wear linen garments. V'yishtamish b'kli zuchuches. And use glass vessels. Zuchuches is glass. V'yisko poalim. And hire workers. V'al yeshev imahim. And don't sit with them. So the Gemara explains, Yulbash b'kli pishton. He should wear linen garments. So, referring specifically to bekisna remisa, to Roman types of linen, like a Roman linen. It's more expensive. Rashi says, kisna remisa, de mehem yikarin, their value is more expensive. Maharin lichlos, and they are quick to become deteriorated, and they end up wearing out very quickly. It's Roman linen, kisna remisa, Roman linen. And the Gemara says, v'yishtamish b'kli zuchuchis, using glass vessels is a problem. The Gemara says, b'zukisa, b'zugisa chivarto. This is referring to white glass. Zugisa is glass, Aramaic for glass, and chivarto is white. White glass specifically, apparently it breaks very easily. V'yiskor poalim, he should hire workers, val yeshev imohim, and he shouldn't sit with them to supervise them. So the Gemara says, Targuma, interpret this. Targuma means to interpret. Targuma, Besore, interpret this as referring to Sore. Sore is Aramaic for shore, which means an ox. It's referring to oxen. Sore, oxen. Denofish pesedaihu, that Pesedai means their loss. Pseda is a loss. Nofish is great. That their loss is very great. We'll see the Rashi in a second on that one. But just go back to the previous page on the two Rashis at the end of the previous page. Targima, interpret this. Lahach sechiris de polim. This last advice of sechiris polim, of hiring workers, or the hiring of workers, is referring to sorei b'besorei. Rashi says, "Bepoalim, poalim, amanhigim, b'shavorei balabayas," regarding poalim, workers who are manhigim, who are leading, who are directing the shavorim, shavorei, the oxen, shavorei, oxen, balabayas, of the master of the house. So It's referring to that specific situation. Rashi says, now on the next page, the nafish pesadayhu, that their loss is great. Rashi says, Sharov avodas karkoyos shalahen, that the majority of the work of the land, of their land, shalahen, of their land, is b'shavarim, is with b'shavarim hoysa, was with oxen. Avcharishas akramim, even the plowing of the vineyards, ubetzirosam, and their harvesting, manhigim, they would direct clay machresha, the utensil of the plowing, ba'agola, on the wagon, bein shoros, between oxen, between shoros hakerem, between the lines of the kerem of the vineyard, im habotzrim, with the harvesters, v'nosnim sham anovim, and they would put there, they would place there the grapes. Lefikach, therefore, im ein habaylim aleihem, if the owners are not over them, yesh hesed gadol, there is great loss. Shein derech apolim, that it's not the way of the workers, lochus to have pity alakerim, upon the vineyard, valashavarim, and on the oxen. Umanhigim oson, and they will be directing and leading oson them, alagafanim, on the vines, valinatias, and on the plants. Vehemis kalkulim, and they'll get ruined and destroyed because of the trampling of the oxen. Vahashavarim nischavim, and the oxen themselves will be, nischavim sochav means to, I think means to drag. I think the oxen will be, nischavim will be dragged, now the next part, wex word of nishborim, and injured, I think it means that they will be, themselves will be, they'll drag, the vines and the natias will drag on the oxen, the nishborim, and the oxen themselves will get injured in some way or other. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's advice, and therefore, this is the things not to do in order to retain one's wealth.